Hi, everyone. This is Amber from Accused. We know some of you love hearing about new podcasts, and we're going to talk about one coming out from our colleagues in the USA Today network here in a second. But first, we want to use this opportunity to say season 3 is coming. It's been a long investigation, but it's a complicated case, and we think worth the wait. We'll drop the trailer in a few weeks, but the debut on traditional podcast platforms will be December 3rd. We will also have 2 new ways you'll be able to get the episodes early, though. If you join Wondery Plus, you'll have access to all the episodes right away. If you join our new Patreon group, we're going to drop early, ad-free episodes, plus bonus content that we're really excited to share with you. So you have 3 ways to listen: wherever you're listening now, through Wondery Plus, or through our brand new Patreon community at patreon.com/accused. No matter where you listen, know we appreciate the patience and the support. It means more than you know. Now, as for the preview you're about to hear, when I think of Reno, I immediately think of the TV show Reno 911 and their short shorts. Reno always seems to be the butt of a joke, but Reno has actually caught the attention of Silicon Valley. Tesla, Amazon, Apple, they're all building factories or warehouses there. And now some of the city's most powerful people are looking to cash in. Problem is, they've hit a roadblock, the kind of roadblock that could only happen in Reno. It's an aging strip club that happens to be sitting on some of the city's most sought-after real estate. The club is a symbol of old Reno, as in the butt of jokes Reno. And some city boosters want it out of downtown to make room for a new Reno, one that won't be quite as parody-friendly. But the strip clubs are fighting back. That's the story told in season 2 of The City, an investigative podcast from the USA Today network, which also makes Accused possible. You're about to hear a preview of The City with host Robin Amer. In this scene, 3 men walk into a downtown strip club and take up with some dancers. But the men aren't who they seem to be. Subscribe to The City on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening now. There's also a link in the episode notes that will take you there. The next thing to drop in our feed should be an Accused Season 3 trailer. Thanks, everyone.
It's a typical summer night in Reno, Nevada, a glittering casino town tucked into the eastern edge of the Sierra Nevada mountains. 3 guys walk into a downtown strip club and take a seat near the front. The club is small and dark, but brightly colored lights splash across the stage, almost beckoning the next dancer to come on up.
I was just looking to get out, you know? Got off work, so I was just chilling.
They're a little hard to hear, but they tell the waitress that they just got off work at a sporting goods store across town. They want to blow off some steam. In Reno, strip clubs are just one of many options for a night of debauchery. There are big resort casinos and nightclubs, even legal brothels just outside city limits. Now, sex for money is not legal in this club or any of Reno's strip clubs. But the illusion of sex for money, well, that's definitely for sale here. 3 strippers join the 3 men, sliding into their laps.
What's fun to do in here?
In the back. Is that like the orgy in the back? Yeah. She has the most fun in the back.
One of the guys tells them that he just broke up with his girlfriend. His pals say that they're trying to cheer him up.
But the real reason you're here is because my boy just had a basketball.
The dancer on his lap is a brunette dressed in red lingerie. On stage, she goes by the name Stephanie. For $20, she'll give him a lap dance. She'll dance topless, just for him, right there in the room. For $150, she'll give him a lap dance in one of the private rooms in the back of the club. But he doesn't seem interested in that. Instead, he says his goal is to, quote, get some action.
Would that be included?
Would that be included? In other words, would sex be included in that private room in the back? Even better, he wants to know, could we go to a hotel? Stephanie, the dancer in his lap, keeps telling him no. But she's trying to be polite about it, even seductive. She's not going to straight up tell the guy to get lost for asking her to get it on in the back. She makes way more money giving lap dances in the private room than she does at the tables up front. Stephanie tries to sell him on a private lap dance without agreeing to something that would get her fired. But he keeps pressing. Eventually, he asks if he can lick her. You know, down there.
What about licking down there?
And Stephanie says,
maybe. You think good?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe if you get me wet enough.
If I get you wet enough?
But this guy does not work in a sporting goods store. And he didn't just break up with his girlfriend. He's an undercover cop. A cop sent in to crack down on vice. And even in Reno, a city famous for debauchery, if you're a dancer on the lap of an undercover cop and he asks you for sex and you say maybe, well, even that could get you in hot water. So how do we get here exactly? Well, there's a battle underway in Reno, one where undercover raids like this one have suddenly become a lot more common. The city's power brokers are cracking down on the vice they once tolerated, all while vying for control of some of Reno's most sought-after real estate. As powerful people fight to remake Reno in their image, the question is, how far are they willing to go? And who will have a place in that new city? At stake here is Reno's identity, and with it, the very future of the city itself. I'm Robin Amer, and from USA Today, this is The City, Season 2, Reno. Subscribe for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
Whether you're working out, walking, or running errands, Audible can help you keep your heart rate up month after month with their pulse-pounding collection of thrilling audiobooks that you can't hear anywhere else. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, which includes thousands of titles. This month, check out the Audible original, The Space Within. It's a chilling 8-part story about a psychiatrist, Dr. Maddie Weil, voiced by Academy Award winner Jessica Chastain, who is tasked with unlocking the memories of a child who went missing for 7 hours. Maddie soon discovers that there are more who have faced similar experiences, and the truth of what is happening to them may impact the fate of humankind. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/thrill or text thrill to 500-500. That's audible.com/thrill or text thrill to 500-500.